and good evening, everybody out there. Welcome to the show. This is Tom Harris in beautiful Chicago, Illinois, and this is Tom Harris USA, episode number 100. Woohoo! We finally made it. This show is being recorded 16 months, almost to the day, since I recorded episode number 3, which was the last episode that I recorded before the show actually went live online. And it's obviously it's been, you know, a goal of mine to reach episode 100. You know, originally when I first started the show, I decided, well, the thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do the show for a year. And then at the end of that year, reassess and decide whether or not I'm going to continue the show. When that year point came back in April, I did indeed decide to continue on at least as far as episode number 100. And here we are at episode number 100. And I've been kind of thinking quite a lot lately about what's coming for the show, what this means, and trying to figure out, well, okay, what's the next step? Do I want to keep doing the show? Do I want to go on hiatus? I know I've already announced in several places that the show is going on hiatus, which means that there aren't going to be any Tom Harris USA episodes for a while. Now, the reason why I'm doing that, folks, it doesn't mean that I've lost interest in the show. It doesn't mean that there aren't going to be any more Tom Harris USA shows ever. However, what has happened over, you know, maybe the last 6 months or so is that I've started to realize that in a lot of cases, the show has become repetitive. And maybe it's lost a little bit of the glamour that it had in the beginning. Not that the show is very glamorous or anything. But I've been thinking quite a lot about what to do. What, you know, where is this is going to go in the future of Tom Harris USA, if indeed there is a future. And I'll be quite honest with you folks, I still don't know the answer to that. So this is in fact going to be the last weekly episode of Tom Harris USA, at least for a while, because you never know what's going to happen in the future. Right now I've got the live show on Saturday, and I've got this show, and I'm working on some other stuff as well. I know that I've kind of been hinting around it, but I'm going to be doing a show. It's going to be comic book related, which means that already I'm kind of taking a big chance. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone and doing something that is incredibly different from what I've been doing for the last 16 months. It's going to require an entirely different kind of promotion. It's going to require an entirely new listener base, because I really doubt that a lot of the listeners to this show are going to be all that interested. And in other words, it's kind of just shifting gears rather suddenly and going off and doing something else. And maybe that's what I need to do to stay interested. My best friend and I are going to be doing the show together, so that adds an entirely new element of having a co-host, which of course is going to change all of the dynamics of actually hosting the show, having to work around both of our schedules, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it also introduces, you know, a whole new way of working and of research and so forth, and writing jokes and, you know, trying to make the show humorous. And I think that people who are into what we're going to be talking about, I think it's going to be very entertaining, because the two of us together can be very entertaining. But I know that it's kind of a departure in a lot of ways from what I have been doing, and I don't want to leave the listeners that I've built up here behind. Now, I'm also doing other shows as well, and I've talked about Plain Dudes Radio. I'm still going to be involved in that. I'm still doing the live show on United Kingdom Radio for now. So that is not changing. I mean, those things are going to be consistent. Of course, I do enjoy calling other people's shows and talking about issues, and I'm going to continue to do that as well. So in a way, I'm kind of saying goodbye with this show. But in a lot of ways, I'm not really, because I'm not really going anywhere. I'm not actually disappearing. Things are going to be quiet for probably about the next month as far as podcasts go. And other than the live show, you might not hear my voice much. But that could be a good thing, too. Maybe people are tired of the show, you know. So it's just one of those things that I've been pondering, and that this kind of comes full circle around to where I kind of started out this episode, is, you know, there's changes coming, and nothing stays the same. And in order to keep things exciting, I want to move on and try something different. And I think that this is just kind of the way that I need to go right now. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't still be putting out the occasional episode of Tom Harris USA. In fact, I think it's very likely that I will. And the reason why that is because every so often I'll just get that inspiration. I'll just get that idea that I just have to get out, just have to articulate an opinion or a position or something. And that is what Tom Harris USA from the very beginning has been dedicated to doing. I've talked a lot about the show, about a lot of different topics, but when you really boil down to it, the show is about me. It has my name in the title, and it has to do with me, the things that are going on in my life, and the opinions that I hold. Now, obviously, if I'm off doing a comics-related podcast, I'm really not going to be talking about my own opinions. So I have a feeling that there are going to be more Tom Harris USA episodes coming out, or something similar. And I think that that's kind of the way it's going, but as I've been saying, I'm not entirely sure what the next step is. And I'm kind of excited about it, folks, because, you know, in a lot of ways, episode number 100 was a grand goal. This was something that from the very beginning is like, ooh, wouldn't it be nice that if I could go for 100 episodes just like American Talk USA? And I did, in fact, gain a lot of inspiration from various other podcasts. Now, I started getting interested in podcasts back in January of last year, January of 09, that is, and started listening to this quirky little podcast, kind of strange podcast, really, out of Berkshire in the United Kingdom called United Kingdom Talk. Found the show through Live 365, an internet radio station. I still listen to music on occasionally, but I have a clip here because this is really my first introduction to the world, to the podcasting community. I'm just going to go ahead and play this clip. It's a really short clip, so you don't need to worry about going on too long. But here it is.
We use that one. This is very dramatic. It's an old thing off the television. We have a new listener. We certainly have, and we must, we always like to make new people feel welcome, okay? We must say hello to Tom. Hello, Tom, who's in Chicago. Chicago. I might try and sing that on a future show for you if it's on my karaoke selection.
So that's kind of where it all started, folks. April 4th of 2009 on United Kingdom Talk. And I have to say, you know, if I hadn't received that kind of a warm welcome along to the family, and if he had not been so open in communicating with me after I sent him my first email, and I became a regular contributor to United Kingdom Talk, and very shortly thereafter started thinking to myself, well, gosh, you know, maybe I should try this. And I think by the time this particular episode aired, I was already sort of playing around with the idea of doing my own podcast. And it cannot be underestimated, I think, folks, the amount of influence that that little bit of welcome, that little bit of kindness can go. In the annals of those who have been a profound influence on this show and any future venture that I do as far as podcasting go, the name of Chris Reardon is going to be writ large. And so I, you know, have to take this opportunity, certainly. And Chris has become a valued friend of mine and somebody who I speak to very frequently. This has really been that kind of an experience of people being very open and, you know, we don't all get along. We don't always agree with each other. We don't, you know, it's very much like a family. And I'm very lucky that I have two podcasting families. And one of them is the gang over at United Kingdom Radio. And I think of them kind of as my main family because that's kind of where I started. That was sort of the sphere of influence that I was in first. But I actually, there's another group of people out there too in podcasting who I also owe a lot to, certainly for content. and a lot of back and forth between us on various topics, and that, of course, would be the Plain Dudes. So that'd be Scott Mitchell and Tom Wiles, a.k.a. Trucker Tom, Michael Moss, and to some extent, Irk, I really haven't had a lot of contact with. But having these podcast families is always so important, and I'm hoping that in the comics scene, you know, if Paul and I finally get that comics podcast out there, you know, maybe we'll find that they are just as open and just as welcoming of new people and just as helpful. I have some experience now, which will make the way a little bit easier, and already some contacts in that world. So I just have to say, you know, without Chris and without his inspiration, you know, and without the help of all these other people, now, you know, I have, of course, had a lot of help getting the live show on the road. There's people like Ross, who was after me. Ross Patsalt was after me for a year to start doing my show live. And Mikey Holt, who over from NoHoltzBard.com, who was a big help in helping me get set up technically. And, you know, the amount of help that you receive as a new podcaster, I think, is sort of directly tied in to how successful you are and to how much help you give new people. And I can remember all the help that I got when I was new to this a year, you know, year and a half ago. And I try to be the same way now. If somebody comes to me and says, well, you know, I want to start doing a show on United Kingdom Radio. You know, I want to be there for them. I want to be somebody who they can come to and talk to and give them advice and so forth. And I think that sense of family is really, really, really important. So to my podcast family, thank you very much. You have been a big part of what has made this show what it is. Now, what the show is exactly, I don't know. But certainly, I couldn't have done it without you folks. Now, there are a few other people who are sort of on the edges here that I do want to thank. Now, one of them, of course, is my boyfriend, Pete. Now, Pete is not somebody who I talk about a lot on the show. He's not real comfortable with it, but, you know, I can't have done it without him either. He certainly has been there for me and all of my frustrations when I'm having problems technically and I'm getting fed up or, you know, griping about this and that and obsessing about various topics. And Pete has been there by my side for the last 5.5 years and hopefully for many, many years more. But Pete is definitely somebody who, even though I don't talk about him much on the program, and he's never appeared on the program, is still very much in that support network and has been very supportive of everything I've done. Peter and Randy, Peter Kreutlein and Randy Stack, the Crimson Twins, who've provided most of the music I've played on the show. I do know them from years back, and hopefully we'll know, you know, them for many, many years to come. And they were very kind to allow me to use, you know, CT Rests as the theme song for the show. So you can certainly go visit their website at crimsontwins.com. Okay, and last but not least of the individual acknowledgments here, there is one person who has always been sort of the shadowy, behind-the-scenes character, and don't talk about him at all. I think I mentioned him once on a previous episode. If you can go find it, let me know. I don't even remember where that was. It was been so long. I can remember back when I was first getting started, I had just recorded the third episode, and I didn't even yet have them online. This was back in April of 09. Sitting at my aunt and uncle's kitchen table in Northfield, Ohio, I was talking a little bit about the show and what I had hoped to accomplish, and I was kind of wondering, well, you know, am I going to have any listeners? Am I going to have any fans at all for the show? And my young cousin Garrett, who at that time was about 17 years old, said, well, I'll be your fan. And from that point on, my cousin Garrett has been this show's official fan. And I don't even know if he's ever listened to the show. I kind of assume he hasn't, but, I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe he's listened to every show. Certainly hasn't gotten back to me on any of the topics or anything. But I do have to give a shout-out to Garrett because he just started college this week. and is off on this grand adventure now, finally kind of starting to stretch his wings and get away from home a little bit. And I think that's awesome. It reminds me of, you know, being 17 myself when I was doing the same stuff. And, you know, Garrett, of course, is just one member of my family who, you know, has just been really great about the show and the comments on the show. So shout out here to the show's official fan, Mr. Garrett Murdoch, and good for him. Off to college. Fantastic. And of course, I can't have done it without my listeners. Now, you know, the listenership has been stagnant for a while. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why I'm keen to try some new stuff. But the listeners that I have are very loyal. And those who have been communicative, I appreciate the most of all, because I certainly have appreciated all of the correspondence from people when I've been doing shows. And of course, you know, regular correspondents would be people like Liz Shelper, Robert in Iceland, Doug in Akeley, though I don't think he's listening to the show anymore. Steve in Florida. There's a bunch. And if I don't mention your name, just, you know, don't assume that I'm not interested in thanking you, because I certainly am. Leanne is another one. And there have been, of course, a lot of new people who, as the result of the live show, have been tuning in. And these are people like Atticus. They are very, very welcome to the show. My cousin Benjamin is yet another one. I still want to do that interview with you, Benjamin. I know you're out there listening, so you just need to get yourself a microphone so I can do that interview that I was promised, and get maybe a special edition of Tom Harris USA out there with that. And, you know, you gotta love it. You gotta love the community, and obviously the Facebook community hasn't been doing much of anything. That's okay, you know. It's, yeah, it hasn't been the great forum that I'd hoped it'd become. But, you know, it is a convenient place to post things, and of course I'll keep updating that venue. And that's the Tom Harris USA podcast community over on Facebook. Now, I do want to hear from people. There's one thing in particular that I kind of want some feedback on. And feedback is very easy. And the thing to do would be to contact me by email. The email address for the show is tom@tomharrisusa.com. And I would like to hear feedback, because one of the features that I've been doing, and I've been doing this for the last month, is doing this Tom's Travels segment. And it's usually the last half of the show, and I've been talking kind of briefly about various places that I've gone and various, you know, various things that there are to do there. And I'm very interested in hearing what people think about that feature. Do you folks want to hear more of that? Because, you know, sometimes I'm not really sure. You know, sometimes travel stories are taken, you know, to be very interesting, and sometimes travel stories are thought of as being really, really boring. And I don't want to put out, you know, special episodes of Tom Harris USA with these travel stories unless people really want to hear them. So any feedback on this would be very, very useful, whether you think it's a great feature and would love to hear more of them, or whether you think it's kind of boring and you don't want to hear anymore. I still want to know, and the email address again, it's tom@tomharrisusa.com, and I am looking forward to hearing from you. That email address, by the way, is not going anywhere. Any other shows that I do, and indeed for the live show, if you have comments, please feel free to email them in, because I do appreciate hearing from people, and generally speaking, we'll respond to your email, whether on the air or else privately, if I'm not going to actually, read out your email or play your audio comment on the air. I'll certainly get back to you in a real way. And going into this hiatus, I'm going to have a little bit more time that I'm not researching shows and so forth, that I'm able to get caught up on some of the correspondence that I've fallen grossly behind on. I owe Scott Mitchell, for example, probably, you know, a dozen audio clips of he's been sending me correspondence, and with all the other stuff that's going on, I just haven't been able to keep up. Now, Scott can look forward to actually hearing some audio clips from me in the near future, because I won't be having this show to do on Monday, Tuesday of every week. So that is something that, you know, I'll have a little bit more time for in the short run. and as we're gearing up for future projects. But if people are interested in hearing a travel show, probably not a half-hour show, but maybe a little 20-minute show every now and then, because I'm only up to the B's, and I have a lot of stories, and I've been a lot of places, and I'd certainly like to talk to people about these places if they're actually interested. But if they're not, then, you know, I need to know that too. So anyway, feedback is much appreciated. And feedback, of course, is always that's always the thing, isn't it? And I was having a conversation. Well, I don't know if it was really a conversation. It was kind of one-sided, but, another presenter on United Kingdom Radio was complaining about not getting email. And I kind of sent him an email kind of saying, well, you know, you don't always. And that can be a very, very frustrating part of hosting a podcast or hosting a radio show, is not getting a lot of feedback. And you have some presenters like Chris Reardon who've been doing their show for, he's been doing his show for about 5 years now. And, you know, he has, you know, probably 1,000 listeners, which is way more than this show could ever hope to have. And, you know, so he gets a lot of email, and most of his email comes from the same kind of pool of regular correspondents, and the regular correspondents kind of, they shift over time and they change. And, you know, that's just kind of the way of things. And, you know, some will go away and, you know, be gone for a while and then they'll come back. And, you know, I think that's just kind of the way things are. And maybe that is just kind of the way it works in podcasting. I don't know. But anyway, I do love hearing from people. Anyway, so I'm going to move on, and I'm going to do something vastly different now. I know I've kind of yammered on and on and on here about, you know, the podcast itself and about the hiatus and being gone for a while and all that stuff. I hope that doesn't discourage anybody, and hope that you'll stay tuned. But one of the regular features that I've been doing on the show since almost from the very beginning is talking about comic book movies. Well, it just happens that Pete and I went to go see a doozy of a comic book movie the other day, and I would kind of feel remiss if I didn't talk about it, because this is, you know, the first movie I've seen in the movie theater for some time, actually. So we went out to go see a new film. I don't know if it's out in the UK yet or whether... Well, I don't even know if it's going to be coming out in the UK. But it's a comic book related film. And the film is called Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Now, this is based on a comic book that's published by Oni Press. I think that's just ended. I think they finished that up some time ago and have just collected the last few issues of that as the movie has come out. And I went to this kind of not knowing much about the property. I haven't read the original book. Pete's read the original book and enjoyed it. And this is sort of real life as a video game. And I went into it with very kind of dubious feelings about it. But I have to say, I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was a really, really fun movie. And it's not something that you can take seriously at all. You know, obviously if you go into this and you have no idea what to expect, you're going to think, what the hell is this? This is just the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But the characters behave as though they're in a video game. But it's a very strange kind of video game, which is very much interspersed with real life elements and also healthy dose of comic book logic. The main character, this is played by Michael Cera, and is sort of the idea of the modern 20-something hipster. And I think that this is going to resonate, of course, more with a younger audience than with me. But the characters all rang really, really true. They behaved in a realistic way. I particularly like Kieran Culkin. I thought that he did a fantastic job as Wallace, the gay roommate. Sort of a stereotype, but every character in this movie is a stereotype. And I think that if you can't get past that, then you're going to have kind of a hard time accepting this kind of movie in general. Anyway, this movie is full of action, very, very broad acting, very, very broad plot. You have to suspend disbelief an awful lot during this film, but it's very, very much like the comic. It may not go into as much depth. That's hard to do in a movie. But I really, really enjoyed it, and I would highly recommend it, especially if you're a gamer. And especially a fan of classic gaming, Nintendo and console games and that sort of thing. And a healthy respect for kind of a wonky rock and roll kind of feel. Then definitely go and check out Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. I can see that, you know, yeah, maybe you want to wait till DVD. It's not in 3D. It would be kind of cool if it were, actually. I think that was one movie that actually would have benefited somewhat from that treatment, from the 3D treatment. But in this case, it wasn't. So, you know, no biggie. Anyway, it was definitely worth my $10. And we'll look forward to perhaps seeing something similar in the future. I don't know if they're ever going to do a sequel to this thing. If it does well, maybe they will. But certainly, as far as a comic book to movie transition, I thought it was very admirable. And this sort of thing is really, really hard to pull off, because if you don't take it seriously enough, it devolves into camp. But if you take it too seriously, then it just becomes pretentious and fake. And I think they hit a very nice balance. The screenplay, the acting, and the overall package, I think, was just a really nice job. So check it out. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Okay, well, I was going to try to do a little bit of a Tom's Travel segment here at the end, but I guess I really kind of don't have time now. I just got like 3.5 minutes left. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of wrap up the show with a few basic thoughts, and this is sort of the end cap of this Tom Harris USA experiment. And it, like I said, there may still yet be shows that I'll be doing periodically. If people want to hear the travel shows, by the way, you know, let me know, because I'm not, if I don't get any feedback, I'm just kind of assuming that people don't want to hear them. So just let me know anyway, tom@tomharrisusa.com. But anyway, just kind of a few closing thoughts here. You know, the show has been, for the last 100 episodes, you know, about me and about my experience and about my opinions. But I hope that it has inspired some people to think. Because really what this show is about teaching people how to think critically. And how, you know, faith in something is often so misplaced. And how this, the belief in the irrational can be so damaging. And I don't mean to take the mystery out of life. I know I think that Robert kind of thinks that I take things maybe too seriously. But the way I see it is that there's plenty of mystery and wonder in the world without having to make it up. There's so much in this universe that we don't understand. You know, I don't know it all. I'm not a perfect human being. I don't know everything, and I never claim to. But I know a lot about a few things, and I know a little bit about a lot of things, and I think that just getting it out there by itself can maybe help other people make up their minds about things and maybe inform their opinions. So many people form opinions without any kind of analytical thought at all. They just kind of believe what they believe for no reason at all, and they don't like to be challenged. And I would say that, you know, a good portion of the population of this planet falls into that category. And if I've accomplished anything with this show in the last 100 episodes, I hope that it's been to make people think differently about the things they believe and why they believe those things. And if I've succeeded with even one person in having that influence of kind of spurring on the self-analysis and maybe a little bit of inquiry and a little bit of intellectual curiosity, then I guess the show has done its job. And I really hope that has been the case. Because, after all, that's what the show is about. And about trying to help people in freeing their minds from some of the paradigms that they're trapped in. At the same time, balancing out the things that you believe with a healthy amount of skepticism about what you're told, and not just taking for granted what society expects of you. Anyhow, I'm out of time now. Thanks for listening to the last 100 episodes. This is Tom Harris in beautiful Chicago, Illinois, signing off. Bye for now.